Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on Nun Hey. We're on the third line from the top. Meisvei. What's Meisvei? Rav Acha said yesterday that for each Musaf, there was an extra 9 shofars blown. So for example, if it was Rosh Chodesh, 9. If it was also Shabbos, another 9. If it was also Rosh Hashanah, another 9. For each Musaf, another 9. Right? I said yesterday that we're going to have a Tiyufta on him. We finished the daf, there was no Tiyufta. Today there's going to be a Tiyufta on him. Okay? Meisvei, here we go. Akasha. The Tani Rava Bar Shmuel, Yachal, I would think, Kishem Shetokin, Al Shabbos, Bifnei Atmo, V'al Rosh Chodesh, Bifnei Atmo, Kachal Yutokin, Al Kol Musaf V'Musaf, I would think it's all separate. Right? Tamad Lama, absolutely not. Ubrosh Echad Sheichem. Tiyufta, Derab Acha, Tiyufta. He's wrong. He said it's separate. You see, it's not true. Now, my Talmudah, how do you get out of those words, Rosh Echad Sheichem, that it's not separate? Right? I would think you have a separate cheer and a separate. No. Rosh Echad Sheichem, it's not separate. How do you get the halacha out of those words? Right? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Uber Rosh Echad Sheichem. It says, Uber Rosh Echad Sheichem, Hukshu Kal Chadash Kulam Zel Lezeh. They're all the same. One falls out on a Shabbat, and one falls out on Rosh Hashanah. They're all the same. Ravashi Amar, Ksiv Chad Sheichem. It says Chad Sheichem. Uksiv Uvarashe. Eze Chodesh Sheyesh Lo Shnei Roshim. Which one has two? Havi Omer Zer Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah is both. V'Omer Rachmon. And what does the Torah say? Chad Sheichem. In singular. Chad Hu. One halacha. Therefore, only one shear, which we assume is the same thing as the shofar. Therefore, there's only one. Therefore, he can't be right. Okay. V'otanya. V'otanya. And also...
So what? 48?
Yeah. No, so he said there were more. And we said yesterday, we didn't have a disproof to him. Because we could say Tana V'Shire. Could say that. Now we don't say any of that stuff. Bo Tanya. Also, B'chala Shalmoed, B'chala Moed, B'rishon Mahayu Omrim. What would they say on the first day? They had special Mizmarim that they would say each day. Mahayu Omrim, what would they say on B'chala Moed? Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. Okay, that Mizmar. Says Rashi, Havu Lashem, Amru Havu Lashem. Kol HaMizmar Al Shem Shayom Tchila Simchas Pesach Shaweva. The first day Chalamai was the first, right, Shavuot Shaweva. Dahainu Kavod V'Oz. Uba'oso Mizmar Kol Hashem Hamayim Al Shem Nisach Hamayim. And the Marsha points out that there are 7 times that the word Kol in that part, in that Mizmar. It says the word Kol 7 times. The whole week of Shavuot, the whole week of Sukkot. Okay. B'Sheni Mahaya Omrim. L'Rasha Omar Elokim. Right? To the Rasha. What's that about? That's what Rashi says. It's Musar, basically. Bashlishi Mahaya Omrim. What would they say on the third day? Miya Kumli Imareim. Bervi Mahaya Omrim. Binu Borim Ba'am. It's the same capital, by the way. I'm wrong about that. No, that's not true. Okay, let's see Rashi. Miyakum li. 1 second. So again, on the third day, they would say Miyakum li imareim. Baravi, mahaya omrim. Binu borim ba'am. Says Rashi. In the Rashi of Miyakum li imareim ubinu borim. Mizmor echadim. It's one capital. Is that true? It's one capital? Is it one capital? One says, yes, it's the same Tehillim. It's Tehillim Tzadik Dalet. It's the same one. However, it's the same Tehillim, but it's out of order. On day 3, you say what's later in the capital, and on day 4, you say what's earlier. It's out of order. Why is it out of order? Says Rashi, U'mizmar Echadim. It's one Mizmar. They split it in half. On the first day, they said the second half. Not the first day. The third day, it's the second. And on the fourth day, it's the first half. Why are they going out of order? So Rashi says, Binu Barim Mukdam, it's earlier. Umiyakam li me'uchar, right? That's later. Behain Makdim and Esham Uchar. Whatever's later, you made earlier. They made earlier. Why'd they do that? V'nira be'enai, I think, says Rashi. Unusual Rashi. I think. Mipnei, because sheparshas miyakum li midaberes al tzarasan. That talks about the tzaras. Shehayu mishubadim bebayesheni, because during the second base of Mikdash, they were under hachas. They were subject to malchei paras, malchei yavan, umalchei romi. V'yafal pikein eino nimnoin milasmoach simchas malkam. They didn't stop them from having the simchas based on Shueva. The question is, when did they make this Tehillim? Before Rome came on the scene? Or afterwards? Like, doesn't, you know what I'm saying, Mati? When did they make that? They made it, we're going to say Tehillim. Why? It's not so big, it's not so good right now. You know, under the rule of Persia and Greece and Rome. But Rome didn't come yet. So, what exactly... Unless Rashi's, you know, Rashi's backing into it, right? Rashi's backing into it. It could be very simply. It wasn't like it used to be. Right? Shlomo HaMelech, there was nobody else around. Here, there's always someone over here, right? There's always someone here. So the simcha wasn't complete. They still had simcha. Then Rashi says, "Umespalim miyakum lanu lahatzilenu min hamaroyim ha'elam." Who's going to save him from all these people, right? Luli Hashem is Rasali, if not for God. Kimat shachnu dumi nafshi. These are the words of Tehillim. Imamarti mataragli sharapai bekirbi tanchumecha yishashu klomar af lefi tzaraseinu. Even though we have tzaris, ein anu nimnotin milavo l'shtashaya b'tanchumecha ad sof ha'mizmor. Even though we have tzaris, it doesn't stop us from enjoying. It's actually a beautiful idea. We have tzaris. So what? Okay, when it's time to dance, it's time to go to tzaris. We'll go. Right? Doesn't stop us. It's not as glorious as it could be. So what? Ulumachar, and then the next day, they would say the other half. Binu borim ba'am. Listen to this. B'nei sha'achshav zman matnos aniyim. Now is the time of the matnos aniyim. Shehu zman osif. It's the zman leket, zman shikha, upeya, umayser ani. Ukishamagiyin yamim ha'achronim. Shehem Krovin Lifrosh Viloshov Libotein. Now we're getting close to the Yontif being over. So it's like a sort of a wake up call. You're gonna go back home, everybody. Don't forget about the Ani. Right? Korin Lifnayam Lochicham Shias Asu Karoi. It's a wake up call that they should give Maisa correctly. So the Aruch Lener wonders, so why are you doing it on the fourth day? Do it on the fifth or sixth day. Why are you doing it now smack in the middle of Chol HaMoed? Oh, by the way, you're gonna go back. So do it before they go back. Why are you doing it now, this day? Doesn't answer that question. Right? Okay, back to the Gemara. B'chamishi maha ya'omrim hasirotzi misevel shichmo, which is divrei tanchumen. Bashishi maha ya'omrim yimotu komos de'aretz. Okay. And now, v'im chal b'shabbos pe'echad mehem yimotu yidcha. If Shabbos falls out, then yimotu gets pushed off. They wouldn't do it on Shabbos, because we just said a minute ago, you never had two shears on Shabbos. So they would do the shears on Shabbos. And whichever, that one would get pushed off. Rav Safra manach ulhu simana humbahi. Rav Safra gave the following simin, right? Humbahi. What's humbahi? The he is havu, the vav is rasha, the mem is miyakum, the beis is binu, the he is hasirosi, and the yud is himotu. Rav Papa manabu simana humhabi. He switched them around a little bit. So there's a little bit slightly different version. And the Gemara just says, V'simanach, you want to know who said what? Ambuha Disifri. So Rav Safra, whose name means a sofer, a teacher, is much closer to the word Ambuha, which means a mav, like a mavui. And so Rashi explained that they used to take the kids to the mavui to go to yeshiva, to the Rebbe, to the teacher. So if you want to remember who said what, Rav Papa and Rav Safra, so remember that Rav Safra, who's the teacher, whose name means teacher, sounds more like the word Mavui, which is where the teacher goes to teach. Okay. Anyway, Tiyufta Dervacha Barchanina Tiyufta, he's wrong again. Why is he wrong again? Because according to him, if it would be a double day, you'd do both. And here, what do you see? One got pushed off. So he's wrong. Okay? Now, one second. Ask the Gemara. Unbelievable question. How could Rav Acha be wrong? He has a pasuk that he was right, and he had a mishnah that he was right. Brisa. For Rav Acha, Bar Chanina, Kroa Masnisa Ka'amar. created a pasuk and a brisa and a tanaic idea. How can he be wrong? Answers the Gemara. No, he read the pasuk wrong. Ava Ravina, Lomar Shemarichin b'tekios. It doesn't mean that you say double tekios. It just means you schlep them out. Why are you schlepping them out? Because there's another musaf going on. So you drag them out. That's all. It doesn't mean you do another nine. It means you make these nine last longer. How do you do that? Maybe you had pause in between. Make
only the maker.
Right.
For 10 seconds.
That's the story. Rabbanan dekitzvi mishmeid of acha omar, lomar, shemar b'tokin. I think this means you can have more tekios as long as you don't make them a separate entity.
Increase the number of trumpeters.
That's what it means. You get more of them, you don't have more than nine. Yeah, you can have more guys flowing.
You have an orchestra. You have a
30-piece. Exactly. Now the Gemara says something. Fascinating, which actually is halacha l'maisa. You know, some people in this world are attuned to these things, and some people aren't. So if you're attuned to it, you're going to love this Gemara. And if you're not attuned to it, you're going to just totally space out. It's about laning. Vanan and us, the Islan, Trey, Yomi, Hechi of Dinan. But now, says the Gemara, we live in Chutz Laretz. So we have 2 days Yontif now. So how does that fit now with the Sveika Dioma? With all these shears. So Abaya Amar, Sheini Yidche. Now the second day gets pushed off. In other words, pretend you're in Israel. Right? Whatever they do in Israel, we do here. What's this about? It's about the shear. These special shears, which we don't say them anyway. You have 1 minute. Rava Amar Shvi Yidche. Now the seventh day you don't read. The seventh day you don't say the seventh day shear. Why? Because in Israel there is no, the seventh day is the last day. Right? By here, it's still Sveika Dioma. Because you have 1 day extra here. What's going on? Seventh day you don't say.
Right? The second day you say on the third day.
Whatever you do. Yes. Tanya Kavase Derava. Im Chal Shabbos Lios Be'echad Mehem. Yimotu Yidche. What do we say? The last one gets pushed off. Yimotu gets pushed off. Right? That's exactly what Rava said. Iskin Amemer Ben Arda. The Medagli Deluge. But Amemer came along and said, read both. Read both yoms. Be sveikin diyoma. Says Rashi. We're going to spend a little time on this now. Says Rashi. We're not going to read the whole Rashi because Tosvos repeats the Rashi. So there's no reason to read it twice. He repeats the whole Rashi and then argues with him. So there's no reason to read it twice. But I just want to read you 1 minute. Okay, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines from the bottom. 4 lines from the bottom of Rashi. 4 lines from the bottom. At the very beginning of the line. It's like the third word on the line. You see where it says there's a dot there? And it says, V'chi hechi. You all have that in Rashi?
Yeah.
V'chi hechi. You see it? What does Rashi say? V'chi hechi de'iskin ameymar le'inyin tefila. Just like ameymar said about davening, that we do both. Avdina nami le'inyan kore ha-Torah. Same thing we do for laning. What does that mean? On Chol HaMoed, how many aliyahs are there?
Four.
Let's say, for example, the first day Chol HaMoed. The first day Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz is the third day of Sukkot. But maybe it's the second day of Sukkot. Right? Because it's the second yom. So, how do we lane? What day are we mentioning? Right? And we have four aliyahs. What are four aliyahs for? Says Rashi. You know what? We don't have to read the Rashi because Tosfos is going to repeat exactly what Rashi says. So let's go to the Tosfos. This is Rashi's Shita. Rashi's Shita like this. So look at the top Tosfos. Yom Rishon Shen Chol HaMoed, the first day Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Yontif, or maybe the second day of Yontif. It certainly can't be the first day of Yom.
But either way, it's Chol HaMoed, meaning that way. It's either the third day.
Yeah, but it's either the second day or the third day. Right. In Israel, it's only 1 day Yom Tov. Right. So the second day Yom Tov is the first day Chol HaMoed, right? So Yom Rishon Shel Chol HaMoed Omer B'Musaf B'Yom Sheni U'B'Yom Shlishi, right? Lefi Shehu Safek Sheni Safek Shlishi V'Chein B'Chol Yom V'Yom Shel Chol HaMoed Safek Haroi, right? Every day of Chol HaMoed is a Safek. U'Pirish B'Kuntris, Rashi explains like this. Kihechi de iskin amemar lidin tefillah, just like Amemar said, regarding davening, avdin anami lidin kar ha-Torah, the same thing by laning, virivi, and the guy who gets the fourth aliyah, shani tosef l'chol hamoed yoser mishar yamim, which is one aliyah more than any other day, we only have three aliyahs on a weekday, chol hamoed we have a fourth, what do you do with that fourth? Nikar shehu ba l'chavar hayom, why is there a fourth? Because it's a covenant for Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not just on any Tuesday. It's Chol HaMoed, right? Hu kore sveike hayom kimo sheshat omran. He repeats the suffix. So, in other words, v'yim Shabbos hu kore namaftir. And if it's Shabbos, it goes namaftir. Fine, forget Shabbos now. V'gibol hakorin tchila. What about the first three aliyahs? Says Rashi. This is Tosfos quoting Rashi. Shnayim rishonim korin shtei sveikos hayom. Right, so for example, let's say it's the first day Chol HaMoed. So the first day Chol HaMoed, we'll start off with the words Ubayom Sheni. The first aliyah is the Sheni. Maybe it's the second day Chol HaMoed. Maybe it's the second day Sukkot. The next aliyah will say Shlishi. What about the third aliyah? Right? The third aliyah, Vashlishi Miparshis Yom HaMacharas, Yom Revi. The third aliyah is the next day, tomorrow. The Haravi and the fourth aliyah, Choser v'kori mashakor shnayim harishonim. The fourth aliyah is day two and day three again. So it's day two, day three, day four, day two and day three. That's how Rashi says it. It's exactly what we do. We do two, three, four, two and three. We do Rashi except for one wrinkle, which Tosfos is going to raise right now. Now it says Tosfos. Like I said, either you're into this type of stuff or you're not.
But why are we doing tomorrow? Why are we doing the next day?
What?
Because we're running out of aliyahs. So why are we just like one down?
No, saying why are we doing the second day, the third day, and then the fourth day? Why are we doing that? But you know what to do? You know how to do it in Israel? They read the same thing four times. Yom HaSheni, Yom HaSheni, Yom HaSheni, Yom HaSheni. The next day, Yom HaShlishi four times. Right? So here in America, in Chutz La'aretz, it's much more hack.
What falls better?
Right. So listen, one second. Rashi, Tosfos continues. The Haravi, Chozer v'Kor Mashakor Shnayim Harishonim. V'Hashul, if he said it, according to this, what Rashi says, Yishtane Haseder B'Yom Hoshana Rabba. When it comes to Hoshana Rabba, it's not going to make any sense. Why? She'im Yikru Shnayim Harishonim Shtei Sveikos. Right. That makes sense. You're going to do the two suffix. It's going to be day 6 and day 7. Now what's the third aliyah going to be? Day 8? You're going to mention Shmini Atzeres? Why are you doing that? Right? How you shlishi zokuk likros b'yom ha-shmini atzeres tiyah lochem? You're going to read Shmini Atzeres? V'ein nachon likros b'chag ha-parsha she'en v'shal chag? Why are you reading Shmini Atzeres? Why are you doing that? V'im hiskil, v'im maskil harishon v'korei parsha shalofneas v'ekos. And if you're going to start off reading the two suffixes, Sheini Shlishi Korin HaSveikos, Vimsa She'ein Seder Zeket, Seder Shar Yamim. That's not how you do it. And what? And then the Tosfos says, what are you going to do otherwise? Whatever you do to get out of that problem is not going to match the rest of the days. That's one issue he raises. On Chanukah, Korin Parshas Nasiim, Regilim Shnayim HaRishon Likros Nasi Echad, Diyoma, U'Shlishi Korin LaMachros. What do you see from here? Alma, Chashev Rishon Iker. The first aliyah is the Iker one, not the last aliyah. Right? The first aliyah is the Iker one, not the last aliyah. According to Rashi, it's the last aliyah. Ubechag, Ipcha, the Adraba, Achron Nechshev Iker. Hey, you made the last aliyah to the Iker. Therefore, Tosfos Lefikach, therefore, Roy Lahanig, Shekala, Arba, Kor, Batora, Ein Korim Kiyim Tzveikos, Yom Rishon, Shachalamoy, Kor Rishon, Basheni, Sheni, Ubashet, one second, Kari Rishon B'Yom HaSheni U'Sheni B'Yom HaShlishi. The first aliyah reads the day. The next aliyah reads the next day. Why? Because it's a suffix. Then, V'Chozer Shlishi V'Kor B'Yom HaSheni V'Haravi B'Yom HaShlishi. Then the third day reads a second again, and the fourth aliyah reads a third again. The karaj bazeh karaj shnekos b'chol yom v'yom. That's how I say you should do it.
We don't do that.
We pass it like Rashi, except on Hoshana Rabbah, the laning for Hoshana Rabbah is the exact same laning as the fourth day Chalamud. Which, I tell you the truth, I never knew that till last night when I was preparing. I never knew that because I'm not really into it. I'm always either, you know, the Gabbah, whatever. I don't really even think about it. Most people don't even think about it. Did anyone even realize that the fourth day Chalamud and Hoshana Rabbah is the exact same laning? Huh? I know, but you have to follow the sitter and realize, oh, we laid this yesterday. Right? Right? The fourth day is Yom HaChamishi, Yom HaShishi, Yom HaShvi'i. Then the fourth day is Chamishi and Shishi. Again, on Hoshana Rabbah, Yom HaMishi, Yom Shishi, Yom Shvi'i. Then Shishi and Shvi'i again.
Why is it Chamishi again? Why is it Chamishi again?
What? Because maybe it's yesterday. Maybe the second day Yontif is really the first day Yontif. That's why you have to take a Diyama. So every day could be the day it is and the day before. And then we also, Rashi, for some reason, said we read the next day, which Tosfos said, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? So that's a good question. I don't know why we do that. He does have a good point about Hanukkah, that on Hanukkah it seems to be that the first Aliyah is the Iker. Rashi seems to pick the last Aliyah, the Iker. But maybe that's exactly the point. You have an extra Aliyah because... What? No, 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 but his point is that the way we also do lay two... And the first one's the Iker one. So I have an answer for that, which Tosfos probably knew the answer, that on Chalamoid, there's a fourth Aliyah because it's Chalamoid. Why are we having a fourth Aliyah? We don't have four Aliyahs any other day. The answer is because it's a special day. So we have an extra Aliyah to show it's special. It's like a little bit of a yontif. Same reason we have a fourth Aliyah with Chodesh. It's a little bit special. So it makes sense that Aliyah, the special one, the one that's not normal here, should have the day, the laning of the day. Which, right?
He doesn't have that.
What? You have an Ashkenaz sitter?
Yeah.
Ah, the Ashkenaz is different. Okay, fascinating. The Ashkenaz is different. No, it's not the same thing. Look.
No, look at the last Aliyah.
Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi. Chamishi, and Shishi.
Yeah, look.
Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi.
See, the last day.
Shishi and Shvi. Okay, as I said.
Not here.
Ah, this is a little different. Okay, I misspoke. So on day number four, it's Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, then Chamishi and Shishi. And on Hoshana Rabbah, it's Chamishi, Shishi and Shvi, and then Shishi and Shvi. We still don't do the right way. We still...
Day seven, why are you missing day five and day seven?
What?
It's definitely not day five. You're missing five, six...
I hear you.
It's day seven. Why are you missing day five?
Okay, you hear?
I'm just glad to know that after 30 years of going to Dallas, I have noticed it once.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm very happy about this.
Exactly, that's amazing, huh? I was like, what? I never even realized that.
No, but he's saying it's not the same now. He's saying it's not the same. It's a little different.
But Mr. Iskowitz, it starts off the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is different. That doesn't have any other Chatea Chalamoid.
Right.
That you start off the same.
Right.
Every other day of Chalamoid, it's one day later. Not Hoshana Rabbah.
Right, it just makes no sense that on day 7 you mentioned day 5. Definitely not day 5, right?
Okay, next Mishnah. Ready? Okay, this is super complicated. Okay. There were 24 Mishmaros. Does Dartzwell have a picture of this?
No.
No? A picture would really help. I have one. I should make copies. Okay. It's not so, it's just a whole cup. There were 24 mishmars. We're going to learn that on Yontif, all mishmars were together. Okay? Now, every day of Sukkot, they used to bring, it started off with 13 cows, 13 par, then the next day there were 12, then 11, going down, if you add that up, it's up to 70. Okay? Now, Yontif Rishon Shalchag, on the first day of Sukkot, Hayusham Yud Gimel Parim, there were 13 cows. Elim Shnayim, two ayil, Sir Echad, one goat, which is a chatas. That adds up to 16 animals, 16 mishmars, did those 16 animals. How many mishmars are left?
Eight.
Nishtayru Sham Yud Dalet Kvasim, there are 14 goats left, Lishmona Mishmaros. for two mishmar, for eight mishmars. How'd that work? How are eight going to do 14? So biyom harishon, on the first day of Sukkot, shisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, six are going to bring two, that's 12, and bahashar, and the rest, how many are left?
Two.
Two, echad echad. Each one will bring one. Okay? Basheni, on the second day of Sukkot, it was 15 animals. It was 15 animals. That's 15 mishmars. How many are left over? Nine. There are nine left over, right? So chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim. Five will bring two. That's 10. Vahashar, and the leftover, how many are left over? Four. Four. 5 + 4 = 9. The leftover, echad echad. One. Bashlishi, on the third day of Sukkot, how many karbanos were brought? 14. 14. So how many, that means if you have 14, it's 14 mishmars. How many mishmars are left? 10. Dalid makrivin shnayim shnayim. Four will bring two. How many are left? Vashar, six. 6 + 4 = 10. Vashar, echad echad. Good? Eat, they'll bring one. Baravi, on the fourth day of Sukkot.
Do they switch you off who gets or is it lottery?
Yes, we'll see in a minute. Baravi, on the fourth day of Sukkot, which is how many kabbalos were brought? 13. Shlosha, those 13. How many are left over? 13? 11. Shlosha makriv and shnayim shnayim. Three of them are going to bring two. Vahashar, and the leftover, which are eight, echad echad. Eat will bring one. Chamishi, on the fifth day, when there are 12, so there's 12 left. Chamishi shnayim, chamishi, I'm sorry. So there are 12 left. Shnayim makriv and shnayim shnayim. Two will bring two. That's how many are left. Vahashar, how many are left? 10. Echad echad. One. Why exactly? No, 1 second. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Bashishi, on the sixth day, there are 11 karbanos that are brought. So that means 11.
I'm just confused the math. How do you keep getting it? Two. Shouldn't there be four karbanos given and then you should? How do you do the math?
Okay, so let's say, we'll go back. For example, Bachamishi, on the fifth day, there are 12 animals that are brought, besides the 14 goats. So there are 12 animals. 12 animals is 12 mishmars. How many mishmars are left? 12. Right, because 12 and 12 is 24. 12 left. So b'chamishi, out of those 12, shnayim, makrivim, shnayim, shnayim, two will bring two. That's four animals. How many mishmars are left?
Ten
mishmars. Bashar.
Huh?
14 every day. 14 every day. 14 every day, right? Makes sense. These numbers make sense. It's written very bad. I wouldn't have written it like this. So what day are we up to? Shishi. Shishi, there are 11 animals brought. Echad. Echad makriv. Shnayim. So there are, how many are left? 13. There are 13 left. One of them will bring one, will bring two. Vashar in the left, which is 12 left. Echad echad. Bashvi, on the seventh day, there are 10. 10 animals. How many are left? 14. So, kulon, shavin. Everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. Because there are 14 animals, there are 14 mishmars that are sitting around. So everyone gets one. Bashmini, on Shmini Atzeres, chazru lapai, it's kibur agalim. It's a lottery like every other yontif. Okay? Now, amru, they said like this. Mi shehikriv parim hayom, lo yakriv lamachar. If you brought today, you wouldn't bring tomorrow. Ella chozrin chalila. But the cycle continues. In other words, there's a great picture here. If you go look at day one. So day one, there were 13 par. On day two, there were 12 par. Right? Who did the 12? Well, we continue from number 14. Right? To number 24, and then plus number 1. because there's an extra animal.
So they started the pious, and then
they did a rotation. It's not pious. It's a rotation. So day one was 1 through 13. Day 2...
How do you get number 1 on day 1?
On day 1?
How do you know who started first?
Wherever it starts. Let's say it starts at the top. Easy. It doesn't matter where it starts.
Size order.
We'll start in alphabetical order. It doesn't matter where it starts. It doesn't matter. Let's start it by Yehoyariv, which is the first one. Day one was 1 through 13. Day two was 14 through 24. One minute. I'm talking about the pars. So after the first 13, then there were two aisle, one seir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The next 6 brought 2 keves each, and then the next 2 brought 1 keves each. That's all 24. Start with the pars. Then at day number 2, we start with number 14, because on day 1 we did the first 13.
Second one.
Second, day 2.
Second guy.
Not the second guy, the 14th guy.
Oh, that's how we do.
Yes. The 14th guy started with the par. That went from 14 to 24 back to 1. There's 12. Then the rest of them did the other animals. Day 3, we start with number 2. Understand? And it keeps on going. It turns out... Number two of the Mishmar. The day number 3 went from number 2 to number 12. What about the rest of them? They did the rest.
Okay, the other line in the Mishnah, they include the Elam and the Sar as the count.
Correct. 16. But the par are... Yeah, but the correct. Par, but the par is when it started over.
Right.
And when the par is finished, then the rest of them did the other animals.
Right.
Starts over by the par. Right. You can see this chart afterwards. I should have photocopied it. I just forgot. Now, it comes out, the Mishnah is going to say now, Amru, Misha Hikrif Par Hayom, Lomachrif Lomachar, Elachos and Chalila. That's why it goes by the Par. The Par would make it continue. Rashi says, it turns out, everybody went 3 times, except for 2 Mishmars. The last 2. They only went twice. Why would it be them? I don't know. But everybody went 3 times, except for the last 2. Okay?
And they say, that's not fair.
It's not fair, right.
And someone said, you get what you get.
Name him Asnisin, Rebbe, Hivalo, Rabbanon. So this Mishnah must be Rebbe and not the Rabbanon. Why? Titanya, Par, Haba, Bishmini, the Par, that the 8th day, which was only 1 Par. Only 1 par was brought on Shemini Atzeres. That we're going to see in a minute. We're like the 1 par. That betchila mafisin olav divrei Rebbe. Rebbe said that they have a new lottery. Right? V'chacham omrim echad mishtei mishmaros delo shalshu parim asu oso. They said, no. Who was in the pious for Shemini Atzeres? One of those 2. Not everybody now. They didn't go a third time. So those 2 is the ones in the pious. So it's more fair. Now we're only down to 1 that didn't get it. So then as a field tamer rabbanon, atu shtei mishmaros lo afasi bai. Weren't they also in the pious? So it's a question: who was in that pious? Everybody or just those 2? Kiman azal hadatanya. Who said this? Kol mishmaros shonos umushaloshos. Everybody went 2 and 3 times. Chutz mishtei mishmaros, except for 2 mishmaros. Shoshonos, they went twice. Vain Mishaloshos, but they didn't go 3 times. Name a Rebbe v'lo Rabbanon. Maybe it's only Rebbe, not the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon said one of them is definitely going another time, because only they're in the pious. No, I feel the same Rabbanon. Milo Shalshu, what does it mean they didn't go 3 times? Papari Achag, they didn't go 3 times. On Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, it's a different thing. My Kamashmalon? How Kamashmalon? Here's the story. Misha Hikrif, Parim Hayom, Lo Yakrif, Lamachar, Elachos, and Chalila. Like we said, it went. The cycle continued. The starting point was the par. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Hani Shivim Parim Kinegan Mi. What are these 70 pars for? The Gemara doesn't ask. What are the 14 things for? What is the 2? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Gemara only asks it on the par because the pars decrease in number. Nothing else decreased in number. So why is it decreasing in number? Kineged, the answer is Shivim Umos, the 70 nations. What? To show that the 70 nations' influence will decrease over time. There's a famous Gra where the Gra says, 35 of the 70 come from Esav, and the other 35 come from Yishmael. And if you look at the Psukim, in, when the 70 parshas are recounted, on the days, it's like Vav's, I'm just going to figure this out. There are Vav's missing, those are the Ace of days. And then when there's no Vav, it's Yishmael days. And he figures out exactly which ones corresponded to Esau and which ones corresponded to Yishmael. It's crazy, gruh.
At the end, it's all the same.
What?
They're all gone.
Right, they're all gone. Par Yechidi Lama. Kineged. One second. Par Yechidi Lama. Kineged Uma Yehuda. Uma Yechida. It's the individual. The individual nation, the singular nation. Mashal Lamelech Pasaf Adam, Shamal Avadav, Asali Suda Gedola, make me a big Suda, Yom Achron on the last day, Amrul Ohavav, Asali Suda Katana. Just me and you now. Just me and you. That's okay. Just me and you together. Everyone else is gone. The last one to leave is the closest one. Right? It doesn't matter what we eat. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. Right? Kedei She'en Emi Mechaj. I want to have time with you. Amr Rav Yochanan, Oy Lehem La'obdik Achavim She'avdu. Woe is to the nation that they're lost. The Ein Yodin Masha Avdu. They don't even know what they lost. Why? Bizman Beis Mikdash Kayim Mizbeach Mechaper Aleiv. When the Beis Mikdash was around, the Mizbeach was Mechaper. The Aruch Laner says an unbelievable vart. It doesn't say that the par is Mechaper. Because you know what? Goyim can bring Karbanos today. Don't stop them. They can do whatever they want. Don't stop them. Let them go bring Karbanos. Let them go do it. Whatever they want. They can do it in Woodmere. They can do it in Miami Beach. Whatever they want, they can. Doesn't matter. The answer is that doesn't mean anything. You need the Mizbeach. So that's why the doctor, the Mizbeach is gone. The Mizbeach was protecting them.
How about us? We also don't.
The Achshav, Mi Mechaper Aleihem. Who's them? The Gemara doesn't say that. What's going to be with the Jews? The Gemara doesn't say that.
We have
Tefillah.
We have Kippur. We have
Is that the same thing as the Mizbeach? It's going to be the same thing.
What?
The
we don't have a Mizbeach.
Right.
So we have a substitute. They don't have a substitute. They have nothing. They don't have a substitute. Yeah. Okay. Next. B'shlosha prakim bashana, three times a year, hayakal mishmaros shavos, all the mishmaros were equal, be'emuri haragalim, in the emurim of the regalim. Now, the emurim are not eaten. So what do you mean it's equal? So the Gemara is going to answer that question. V'chilik lechem aponim, in the divvying out the lechem aponim, which is when it fell out on the Yontif, Shabbos fell out on Yontif. Ba'atzer, one second. Yeah, what are the three times? The three regalim. Ba'atzeres amarlo, on Sukkot they would say, on Shavuot they would say, if Shavuot fell out on Shabbos, heilech matzah, heilech chametz. The lechem aponim, the 12 bread, were chametz. I'm sorry, they were not chametz, they were matzah. The 12 breads were matzah. The shtei halechem of Shavuos were chametz. So don't get mixed up. Heilech chametz, heilech matzah, don't get mixed up. They're different things. Mishmar shezmano kavua, the mishmar that was supposed to be there that day, because it was a rotation, who makviv tmidin, they brought the tamids, nedarim or nedavos. Some guy shows up, right? I want to bring a carbon. I got a promotion. I want to bring a carbon. No. On Yontif. Chalamoid. Here I am.
Right?
The tibur was done by everybody, but a guy brought his private carbon that went to that mishmar, and they could get to eat whatever benefits they would get from that. So Gemara says, "Emurei regalim shall gavon inu." They emurim go to the mizbeach. What do you mean everybody got that? Amar of chista masha amur biregalim. Means what we say about the regalim. In other words, whatever anyone was able to eat, that went to everybody. Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin Shekala Mishmar Shavas Be'imur HaRegalim. How do you know it was equal? Talmud Lomar, it says, Uba B'chal Avas Nafsho V'Shares. Right? Meaning everybody's going to come. Yachal, I would think, Av B'Shar Yemos HaShana Kain. Maybe the same story any other day. In other words, any other day a Kohen shows up, he gets to serve. Even though it's not his turn, I would think. No, Talmud Lomar me'achad sharecha. One of the gate, right? Be'achad sharecha. Lomar te'el b'shosh shekol Yisrael nechassim b'sharechad. Everybody comes in on one gate. When's that? Yontif. Okay, we'll do a little more. U'bechiluk lechem aponim. Tanar banan. Menayin shekol mishmaros shavos bechiluk lechem aponim. How do you know everyone divvied up equally the lechem aponim? The answer is Talmud Lomar. It says kichelik yochelu. Kichelik ba'avoda, kachelik ba'achila. Just like we split the avoda, we split the eating. Mayachila. What do you mean eating? Ilema hakabanos. If you tell me it's the kabanos, that's old story. Mehasa nafka. It says lakoin ma'akriv also lotiya. Ella lechem upon him. It must mean the lechem upon him, which is not avoda really. I mean it is and it isn't. But yachal af bechovos habos shalom machmas haregel beregel. What about even stam a guy brings a carbon because he got a promotion and I'm not. It's not my turn, but here I am because it's yontif. I should also share in that. I should also do the avoda for that. No. Hamad Lomar, Lavad, Mimachral Av Ha'avos. Besides the deal made with our forefathers. What's that deal? What's the selling? What's that mean? Selling the. I mean the deal. Which means, Ma Machru Ha'avos. What did Avos sell to each other? They didn't sell anything. Rather, this was done by Shmuel and Dovar Melech. Zel Ozeh. Ani B'Shabbati, Batav B'Shabbatcha. I'll do this week, you do next week. Right? So there was a deal like that. It's an understanding. And therefore that doesn't get broken. Yontif, different story. Okay. Should we do a little more? We'll stop here. There's really nowhere to stop. Because we can go down now for... Where's the two dots? All right, we can do a little more. Want to do about two more minutes? Because tomorrow's daf is very long. I feel we're not going to finish. Tomorrow's is very. We'll do two more minutes. Batzeres amalo hele. Right on Shavuos, they would say, "Don't get mixed up," because you have lechem upon him and shtei lechem. One's chametz and one's matzah. Don't get mixed up. Itmar. Right? God goes to his sukkah, the first night of sukkah. What's this doing here? We'll see in a minute. Rav Amar, sukkah, v'yachakach zman. First you make a leshi basukkah, then you make a shechianu. Rav Bar Bachana Amar, zman, achakach sukkah. First shechianu, then you make a bracha on sukkah. Right? Rav Amar, sukkah, v'yachakach zman, chov v'diyom adif. The chov of the yom is more important. Rav Bar Bachana Amar, zman, v'yachakach sukkah. First you make a zman, then you make a sukkah. Why? Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. Right? Sukkah, 1 second. Why is Shechianu more tadir than sukkah? Says Rashi. Where's Rashi? Rashi says three words. Shnoeg b'chol regalim. Right? Right?
Huh? I understand the question.
Okay,
he counts up the days.
One second. I'll tell you a vart. 1 second. It's okay, we'll stop here. Ready? You ready for this? On April 4th, 1981. The stipler is walking down the street. Okay? The stipler is walking down the street, and it's the day of Birchas Hachama. And he's walking down the street, time for Birchas Hachama. And he walks down the street and he bumps into a tree. And he says, "You know, I didn't do Birchas Ilon. Nisan. It was a Nisan. It's always a Nisan. And I didn't do Birchas Hachama. Which one comes first?" On the one hand, Birchas Hachama. It's once every 28 years.
And it's fleeting. Yeah,
1 minute. On the other hand, Birchas Ilan is every year. Which one is it? Tadr she'eno tadr, tadr kodim. He comes home. He says to his son, Chaim Kanievsky, "What? I don't know what he did, how the story happened. What should I do?" So he says, the Beferish Rashi, Adaf Nun Vav Amar Aleph. That's right. Just reminded me. What's the Rashi? Rashi says that, what does the Gemara say? Shechianu is more tadir than Leishe B'Sukkah. How is it more tadir? Leishe B'Sukkah you say every time you eat in the Sukkah. And Shechianu you say one time. What does Rashi say? Noeg B'Chal HaRegalim. But you say Shechianu more times, even if it's for a different purpose. The bracha of Birchas Hachama is Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis, which you also say on lightning. So it's more common, even though it's only once every 28 years. The actual bracha is more common. You hear that? Unbelievable.
Why can't you say the other answer that was about to be said?
That what?
That tadr shena tadr is only when they both
coincide.
No, when they're both, if you do one, the other one won't disappear.
Right, I hear you. So it's not going anywhere, you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's a Lamdasha question. But the answer is better than the question. The answer is, how is Tadr defined? Is it defined by Yotzei 28 years? Or is it defined by the actual text of the bracha?
What Tadr doesn't even come into play if one of them is fleeting?
I hear.
By the way, that's always the question.
That's 5 minutes to say.
Yeah.
You hear the question?
So that's
what does it mean? Does it the text of the bracha? Or the context of the bracha? Says Rashi, it's the text of the bracha. The text is much more common. You say it every yontif. The text of Osama Zebrachis is very common.
It's
unbelievable verse.
No, but Sukkah said more time.
Leishei Basukkah said more time,
right.
But it's not said more than Shechiyonah all the whole year.
Well,
every time you buy a suit and every time this, much more times. Every yontif, right?
Every
fruit you eat, it's a much more time. Okay, so you want to extend it? It's much more times. So you hear that?
So if you want to do it that way.
So therefore,
yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yom Tov, you don't say that much. Two days of Sukkot, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? And then Pesach is one.
What do you mean?
Right.
You say both Seders.
Both Seders.
So that's four, right. Okay. And then Shavuos is two, okay.
What do you mean? Chanukah?
Chanukah is one, okay.
You say Purim twice? Yeah. Every time you buy, what do you mean?
Doesn't he have to 15?
All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.